I'm Amanda, the wife.
And I'm Jams, the ex-wife.
And I'm Brayden, just the future.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Denny Browens. I'm the only man dumb enough to get his wife and ex-wife in a studio to do a podcast. And here it is, my wife, my ex-wife, and me.
That peace and happiness might be found there. You give me hope. And now... say goodbye.
Ouch! If there's any bitches in this room, and there's something I gotta say, say for all the fools who fell for the first girl who comes their way, way. I've been down that road and now I'm back, sitting on square one, one, trying to pick myself up where I started from.
My wife, my ex-wife, and me. Starts now. Here we go again. Round two. My name is Denny Browens. I'll be your host with the most. If you're joining us for the second round here tonight on our live stream on Twitch.
I really wish you would let me switch you chairs.
It's fine. I promise it's fine.
She likes sitting up on a throne. Look at her.
I do. Look at me.
She's up there tall. She's feeling good about herself.
I am.
Okay. Okay.
Everyone's looking up to her. I
mean, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That's how it works.
I mean, yes.
She's in her spot.
So welcome back to the show. If you're jumping back on with us, thank you. If you're listening via your favorite podcasting app, thank you for that. Give us a like and a share and a follow. Would you do that? Amanda's so excited. She's yawning.
Subscribe.
We need some subscriptions, don't we?
I don't know.
We got a whole bunch 2 weeks ago.
We did. We've already talked about that, though.
Oh, just resharing.
Yeah. No reason not to. Hey, let's do some introduction, shall we? We've got a fun podcast ahead of us this time. We're not going to talk about child support and those things that divide people, right?
We're going to bring it together.
We're going to all get together. What are you watching on your phone?
I forgot that I wanted to watch the live, and I started scrolling Facebook.
Yeah, your medicine's working fantastic.
I just told you I wasn't fucking taking any.
Wish you were. So anyway, oh my God, everybody's changed where they're at on the screen. That's kind of wigging me out.
How did nobody change anything?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. No,
that's how it's been the entire fucking
there, I'll
time.
Move it like that.
Wow, that's how it was. That's crazy.
Hey, ever met a bitch ass wife? Got one.
You ruined everything.
That's her.
Stupid bitch.
Stupid bitch.
You ruined
everybody. Stupid bitch. I want everybody to do it. Hello, Jams.
Hello. I wouldn't care if they did. You guys should have sang it.
Why? Because you wear it like a badge of honor. I heard the Bob and Tom show the other day talking about walkout music.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we do that.
I feel like we need to like give this song a more upbeat, more my personality.
I agree.
You want it to go...
Okay, can you guys just get together and wrap something out here?
Yeah, you want us to? Who, Kenny and I?
Yeah.
You want Denny to make you a song?
Oh, I could absolutely do it.
No, I don't need a whole song.
I could give like a little 40-second intro.
I could serenade.
I say, you said it. Kenny can sing, so.
All right, Kenny, I'll give you a little funky lyric or a little funky beat.
That's not funky enough. I can't feel the vibe.
That's also not very upbeat.
I know. I was
that's
like,
true.
That's like right where's before it going? You get date rape put in your water.
Wow. That took a turn. Let's introduce someone else before one of us goes to jail. Sitting next to Jams, enjoying her second podcast of the evening. It's...
I can hear.
I know. It's working great.
Yep.
It's young.
And she's turned away from the mic.
Second grade teacher, Brittany.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Let's see if everybody dances again. Kenny's dancing now. Check him out. That moves.
Let's see your moves.
Mine?
I have none. Brett, do you have rhythm?
Do I have
Are you rhythm? A dancer?
When music's playing, yeah.
Really? I have no rhythm. I'll tell you,
I don't think I'm good at it, but
during football practice, you could hear her coming and going from four blocks away.
Me?
Yes. Oh, for the music in your car.
What kind
Did
of
you
music?
Not hear me pull up?
No.
Oh, well, that's good.
What kind of music?
Everything.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of everything.
What do you listen to? What's your favorite music?
Probably country.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Kenny Chesney?
No.
Is Kenny Chesney not cool anymore?
No.
He hasn't been for a hot minute.
No. I mean,
some of his songs are still good. I mean,
he's got good songs, but he's not like a popular one anymore.
Really?
I don't even think he tours anymore, does he?
I'm sure he does.
No.
I guess I'll catch up.
No.
You know, since we're going to look in the future, how was spring break?
So good.
Yeah. You're so relaxed.
So relaxed.
Ready to get back.
Yes.
Are you ready to admit you don't like all of your children?
No.
You love them all the same.
I love them all the same.
Which one, if you could trade them to
Holy
another
shit.
Class.
2026 concert tickets. Are we all going?
Kenny to Chesney?
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
I would go to a Kenny Chesney show right now.
Name six songs.
Oh, I like Kenny Chesney.
She thinks my tractor sexy.
Is that a Kenny Chesney?
Yes,
that
it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
The one about me and Mary shared a kiss.
All right, let's not do this.
Hold on. Let me think about it.
oh, this will be fun.
This is so riveting.
What about the one where Daddy's the cans chair. Fell? I'm the shuffle. I'm the copy maker. Copy repair man.
Oh.
That's woman with you.
So I'm going to assume he doesn't really tour. Because he's going to Fort Lauderdale and then he's in Vegas.
Oh, well, he's doing it the smart way now.
Yeah.
If I'm on the motorcycle and I've got music playing, I can sing every word of Kenny Chesney.
Okay, that's great. Yeah.
I love
didn't
Kenny
give a
Chesney.
Shit if you knew. It was just funny that he still toured.
You know.
Slightly.
Why have you been ruining my life since 2010?
I feel like that's super early.
It's not. 2010 is when you wrecked my life.
Same, that's when buddy. I graduated college.
That's the year before Amanda graduated high school. Anybody want to say hi to Kenny?
Yes. Hi, Kenny.
You guys remember his song
Not
last time?
Kenny Chesney.
Oh, we're going to pretend this one is.
Kenny, Kenny, Kenny.
This is horrible.
Kenny,
horrible.
Kenny, Kenny, Kenny.
You don't like it?
K-E-N-N-Y. K-E-N-N-Y.
I do?
She was over dancing to.
I danced
well,
everything.
Kenny. Kenny.
Nobody ever questions your name.
Kenny, Kenny, Kenny.
And then just an abrupt
stops.
Stop.
Done.
Kenny, how's it going?
It's going great.
Are you still paying child support?
At least till next week.
At least till next week. That's right. How was your trip? We didn't even talk about your trip to Florida.
Yep.
Oh.
Florida, Tampa. Yep, just got back yesterday.
Tampa? Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's where your family lives, right?
Yes, that's where my family lives.
Okay.
Yep.
And when you went, did you stay in a hotel or did you stay at their house?
No, stayed at Grandma and Grandpa's, man.
Hell yeah.
Did you? Did they feed you well?
They fed us very well, yes.
Yeah? How long did it take you to get there?
Just over 15 hours.
Mm-hmm.
To Tampa?
Yeah.
I drive fast.
Man, I thought I drove fast. That's a go,
so,
man.
The key is you drive overnight. You leave in the evening, so you miss all the traffic. You can fly through every city. And
I'm going to tell you, when I moved,
you're sleeping.
When I moved Garrett down, I think I kind of made my mind up to leave early on a weekend and drive straight through. Like, one day seems so much easier to navigate than two.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yep, stopping and then restarting the next day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we drive down, because we were going to fly, but with all this stuff going on, we chose not to. We're just going to drive down now.
Where?
To
Universal.
Oh, my God. Can you please make up your fucking mind and tell your kid?
Because... Well, I've told her that that's what we're doing. Wow. We just haven't given the date yet because Garrett's coming home now in April.
Oh.
By himself.
Is he trying to surprise everybody? Is he trying to surprise
Audrey? No, he's not a Braden.
No. Like, did he tell the kids?
I think he told Audrey.
Yeah, he's been talking about it. I wish he was coming later. I'd send her home with him. Seriously. Like, I'd let him fly back with her. And then she could stay there a couple weeks and I'd go get her and then take her to Universal then. But.
Well, we're flying down May 27th for graduation.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to talk about that and see how it works. But we just don't want to fly with the way everything is right now. I don't want to go and stand. Matter of fact, if you fly and you stand in line for 5 hours, or you're at the airport, not stand in line, but you go to the airport 4 or 5 hours early, and then you do that on the way back, I mean, shit, might as well just drive it. Be moving. So
I've been thinking about it too. I have better tickets. Yeah.
You could. Are you going with just you two? Did you get my permission?
I didn't have to. You don't pay for it.
That's not the rule. You're taking her across state lines. Yeah. That's state law.
Well, start paying something.
You know what I pay for? I paid for that ass a long time ago. Inside joke. It's a good one.
It's not very funny.
No.
It's not right now. I enjoyed saying it, though.
Oh, did you? You're probably going to be in trouble for it.
It's my beautiful wife, Amanda.
I'm a bad bitch and I got bad anxiety. People call me rude cause I ain't letting them try me. Saying I'm a hoe cause I'm in love with my body. Issues, but nobody I can talk to about it. They keep saying I should get help, but I don't even know what I need. They keep saying speak your truth, and at the same time say they don't believe. Man, excuse me while I get into my feelings for a second. Usually I keep it DM, but today I gotta tell it. Not that anybody gives a fuck anyway, but everybody talking shit probably sucks anyway. I don't even know how I feel. Today I really hate everybody, right? And that's just me being real. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, bad bitches Sunday. Have bad days too. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, bounce back, high bad bitch, always do. All I really want to hear is it'll be okay. Bounce back because a bad bitch can have bad days.
Bad bitch can have bad days.
I froze. I can't remember if it started with Sunday or Monday.
Which does it start with?
Monday, apparently.
So now you know. For next time you go a cappella.
No.
Why?
That's why I don't do it anymore, because you kept stopping it.
Yeah.
I stopped it one time. You did ruin it.
More than once.
Did you rock it?
That's though? All it would take no. for me is one time.
No, my voice one is time terrible.
But you're a singer.
I am not a singer.
You're not.
I mean, in the shower where or people in can't the bathroom. Hear. Oh, they probably can hear me outside.
Okay, wait a minute. In the shower or in the bathroom?
Yeah, like if I'm getting ready.
You sing while you're getting ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
You?
You have the speaker playing as loud as you can.
When I go blow dry my hair. Yeah. In the other bathroom.
Straightening my hair.
I listen to the Bob and Dom show.
I listen to my books.
Yeah. I walked in the other day on a portion of a book I should have never heard. She's just in there living her best life, combing her hair, whatever. And I'm just like, what in the hell am I listening to?
Yeah, I get it.
It was horrible.
Oh, I bet it was glorious.
What, do you guys have like a subscription to this shit? Or like?
No.
I don't know.
How do you listen to it?
Well, no, she gets books on
Audible.
Audible. Yeah. I've never.
Would you like some recommendations?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you listen to some smut?
All the smut.
Yeah, you listen to smut, right? Oh. Yeah. Why do you guys do that?
I don't know. I feel like it would let me down in real life, though.
Don't answer that. You do know. You are not allowed to answer that.
This and you stop laughing at it.
Yeah. Big turn.
Let's talk about it.
Huh?
Well, let's talk. Well, what kind of turn?
We're getting ready to turn. Here's what we're going to do on this podcast. I can't believe you're not turning into a pumpkin.
No, because now I'm curious about these books. I don't know. I've kind of always wanted to, but I just never knew how. And never knew how.
I'll set you up. Don't worry.
No,
I'm confused.
I never knew where to go to get them, and I just never asked, never looked
into
it.
You can get them at the library. You can just get a book and.
You think you would like a good book? I would have to listen
because I'm constantly.
Yeah,
on the computer.
Reading is not her thing.
Romance novels.
No,
no,
there are romance novels.
It's actually, like, it's a different type of romance. It is.
It's a different type.
Different type.
It is the man taking control type, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I would.
In some of them. Yeah.
dominance.
I'll get more of your tastes before I make recommendations.
Yeah, that's what I need. The man. Yeah. The woman.
So essentially, shades. This is just 50 audio shades. Porn.
Yes.
That's all it is. No, have you ever walked in and heard one of these, dude?
Except it has a good plot line.
Yes.
Not no. like porn. Yes, it does.
Oh, no, I mean, there's some that would. Are shallow, I believe but it would.
No, they absolutely
But the writing, yeah. Because.
Did you ever watch 50 Shades?
No.
Oh, you need to.
I'm just saying, like, I'm listening to this and it's like, yeah, where do I find one of them? Yeah. You know what I mean?
One of them, like a book or like
a man.
A man. A man. If you find one, I want to know.
The yeah. subject.
Because I need one. Yes, please.
I have lost. Are you okay over there? My
that's,
God.
That's
she,
what I'm saying.
She spoke through her teeth on that one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, am I going to set myself up? I think maybe that's why I've never done it, because I think I'm going to set myself up.
But it makes you feel better. The men in the book will always finish their projects.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to need that before.
All right. Thanks for listening this week. We'll catch you next week on Thank God Came Out.
You know what? What are we doing today, Denny?
Oh, now you want to change the subject. Yeah. Is that right? All right. All right. Who's ever played Would You Rather? Raise your hand. Let me see.
Yeah.
Kenny, you've never played Would You Rather?
I don't think I have.
Not even in school?
Oh, Would You Rather wasn't
Kenny's
around
old.
Then.
Remember, he just told me.
I don't feel like that was.
He's not that much older than me.
I feel like it was.
I would rather, not would I rather. No questions.
Well, this is relationship, though. This is relationship driven. So here's how it's going to be. I'm going to do a would you rather question, and we'll go to each one of you and we'll kind of talk through it. Okay. And we'll keep track. You get a point if you're in the majority. So everybody needs something to write on or write with or use your phone or whatever.
I need a pen. No, I don't want one of yours. I want a pretty one.
I'll take one of your ugly.
So everybody within the majority gets
the majority
a point.
Gets
so
the
only
pin.
One
the
person point. Doesn't get a point.
Well, no. I mean, there are four of you, so James. Yeah.
Jamie, hit me. What color?
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
You should have told us this before we started.
Why?
So we could have been prepared.
Oh, no, this is part of the fucking show. All right.
Ooh.
Here we go.
And I'm with my phone.
We could maybe. Who put this up here?
You did.
I did that honey, fucking forever
been
ago.
Up there for damn near a year. Phone.
Thanks.
All right. Here we go. Pad.
I can give you a piece of paper if you
want. No, I'm good.
This is use your phone. It's easier. All right, here we go.
No.
James, what in the fuck are you doing?
I found the Jolly Ranchers.
Ooh.
Ooh, snacks.
Anybody want one? Ooh. Oh. Try again.
No. She's killing.
Yeah.
Now we're throwing interceptions
touchdown.
In the goddamn podcast. Another one. Can you pump fake him least?
Are you going to give one to her?
He got She's one. I got your second one.
Oh.
Freaking Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah. I'm like, I mean, I don't mind. I don't care, but like, I'll stop throwing them now.
Brittany, you are first.
Oh, crap.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Wait, I thought. Oh, okay.
You're going to go first on this one.
We all don't answer.
You right now, what you need to worry with doing is shutting the fuck up. Can we start there?
Yeah.
All right. Brittany, would you rather your partner always be 10 minutes late to everything or always forget important dates?
Oh.
Oh, man.
Always forget important dates.
Why?
Because I hate being late because everybody stares.
Really?
Yes. And that is too much for my anxiety.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you friends with Denny?
Yeah. Because she's always on time and waiting on him.
Is my middle name.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, 10 minutes late or forget dates?
Ooh.
And anniversaries. Now, be honest on these. Don't try and score yourself to win.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
That's why I feel like we should all answer.
We are.
No, at the same time.
Oh, at the same time. Well, I mean, we can do the next one.
If you shout it out, that won't be confusing.
Well, I don't even know the answer legitimately.
Yeah, not yet. Maybe. Kenny doesn't give a fuck about time either.
No.
No. I get there when I get there. I leave when I leave.
And whatever the
I
day
do what
is,
I want in the middle. If today's the day, if it's not the day.
But you wouldn't want to forget like your birthday and your anniversary and you know what I mean?
Or if you fucking told them 15 times that they're supposed to do this on this day.
Yeah.
And they still forget it.
Or just to finish something on this day. And
oh, boy.
Man,
this is becoming.
This is going to get tough.
I mean, I'm going 10 minutes late.
Yeah, I think I probably would say the 10 minutes late thing because.
So you'd rather your partner always be 10 minutes late.
I'll just start fucking telling his ass 10 minutes
early. Yeah, because I'm not real good with remembering dates. So okay. I wouldn't remember my birthday if it wasn't.
Your day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda, what about you?
Late. Do you set reminders in your phone? One.
Yeah.
Is that reminders
does it
in your
bother
phone?
You that I'm late?
Yeah, okay. You try to correct it.
Mostly no.
Is that because you're late also?
Because I'm also fucking late.
I would actually venture to say you are worse than me.
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
If it is just me having to get myself to a location and just you trying to get to yourself to a location, I am getting there
100%
closer
of the
to
time.
On time.
You know, I didn't realize this had a little ring. You are going to have a little gift at one of these days. It's going to wear a bow tie.
You going to put it around your penis or?
The art of subtlety is something. It's a lost art also.
But clarity is important in life.
That's true. Clarity
how are
matters.
You
going
to get it to stay up?
All right. You can go in the hallway.
You can hang it from the ceiling.
Stick it in there with it.
You say 10 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. So, so who would get the point then? All of you would get a point.
Except
not me.
Brittany gets no points. She is out of the majority. So loser. Would you change your mind based on hearing everyone else or no. Do you stay the same?
No,
you,
I would stay. The
you
same.
Hate being late.
Oh,
that
yeah.
much.
Oh yeah.
When was the last time you were late to something?
I couldn't even tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
What's insane. I'm pretty punctual in nature.
Yes.
I just don't give a shit about time.
That is the enigma of Kenny.
Right I there. Love it.
All right. We'll try it Jam's way this time. Everybody call out your answer and then we'll go around
the
room.
We don't have to like scream it out, but.
All right. Tell us how you'd like us to do it.
I mean, just read the next question.
What does everybody do?
We'll figure it out. Listen to the question. It's for everyone and answer when you feel like you know your answer. I don't think it's that fucking
so much
hard.
Fun. Would you rather date someone super romantic but bad at chores or super practical but not very affectionate?
Oh. First one, bad at chores.
First.
So much for the calling him out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's on us. Say it again.
Would you rather date someone super romantic but bad at chores or super practical but not very affectionate?
Fucking practical all day long.
Really? Okay. So you differ, Kenny? Do you want your women to be romantic and not do shit, or do you want them to do shit and not be affectionate?
Neither.
That's not an option.
How about we have some balance?
Right. There's got to be a little yin to the yang there.
Oh.
God, but if you're going to be bad at chores, damn it, you better show me some affection.
No, because I don't fucking touch me. Things are dirty. Mm-mm. It's messy. All the laundry's piling up. Don't.
But for me, I would be able to like have things done my way. Mm-hmm. If I'm the one who's doing the cleaning and stuff, like it's all done my way. So then I know it's clean. I know it's done. I know it's the way I want it to be done.
And
I get to have some fun. So
there you go. A win-win.
Yeah.
I give it to you though, Amanda. You have someone that does very well at that stuff. So it's not like
facts.
It's not like you're dealing with someone where they're doing it and it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Just don't do it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, because also I would be mean.
Yeah. And then you don't get any of the other. It would just all be, yeah. Which is, you know.
So
well,
right
I'm still
now,
more of a practical person. Mm-hmm. Like,
so in a dating situation, I think I would go with the romantic and not good at chores. I'm probably not living with that person.
But long term.
But again, is that dating at that point?
That's it. Kenny has found the loophole to the question on that.
Dating or is it just
for, so no, it says dating someone super romantic but bad at chores. So I think basically you're dating someone, you go back to their place, they live like pigs. Or you're dating someone,
just have them come to your place,
and they're practical, but right, their shit's clean.
I mean,
I got you.
I've seen some shit, so I've seen some places.
Yeah. Not even going to. I'm leaving that one alone. Kenny, you said
bad at chores,
right?
Bad at chores.
Yeah. Okay. So that puts you in the minority on that one. So everybody, you three get point.
Boom.
You get none. All right. Number three. Would you rather plan every date in advance or be completely spontaneous?
Spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. Spontaneous.
Yeah. You like spontaneous?
Jams just wants a date planned.
Jams is not going home. She's moving in here now, as it turns out.
Actually, we can't put the studio out there.
Because you're going to need that room.
That's going to be Jams' bedroom. The girls will be so excited.
And Audrey will still have a bedroom. No. So life won't change and you still won't have to pay me child support.
No, you'll have to pay me rent.
The fuck I will. Anyway, man, what was the question?
This is going splendidly. Would you rather plan every day in advance or be completely spontaneous?
Spontaneous.
Dunmaris, three.
Oh, spontaneous.
Boom. Oh, so everybody's spontaneous. There's no, everybody gets a point on that one. Why do you want it to be spontaneous, Amanda?
Because if it's planned, if it's everything structured and scheduled and perfect, it feels forced and it's not genuine. And I mean, having someone plan something for you occasionally is nice, but I'd rather just go with the flow. And you know what? If it not being spontaneous means, hey, we were going to go out to dinner and instead we put our jammies on and snuggled all night, then yes, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah. And it, oh, yeah.
You don't have to stick to a plan. You don't.
I will tell you, when I was married to Aunt Jams, she would plan something in advance and I would be like, no, my God. Because she would say, okay, we're going to this place in 14 months. So in the next 14 months, you can't have lunch. You can't buy anything. No drinks.
No Diet Cokes for you.
No tea. No Diet Coke. You can get Big K. Whatever you want that you like, you can't have it.
Gotta save.
That was how we went when we got married on a beach.
We didn't get married on a beach.
We fought on the way there.
We did.
We fought weeks.
And you hit a cow.
She hit the shit out of a cow in my mom's new car.
And on the way home.
On a highway. I let her drive.
What the fuck a cow
I
was
let
doing
her,
on
a cow on the highway.
I let her drive for 20 minutes while I tried to sleep, and I just said, get off the interstate. I'm driving from now on.
Are woke you sure?
Are you on the interstate?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huh?
Did hitting the cow wake you up, or did she have to wake you
no,
up?
Oh, no, the cow. I'm telling you, my world
I'm pretty
rocked.
Sure it was a deer in the road. It had to be a deer. It just looked like a cow.
Except there was no body found afterwards.
No, there was fur.
There was fur in the grill.
Right, but if you hit an animal doing interstate
speeds.
Did I
hit a person?
If you hit something doing interstate speeds,
maybe this is my way to fix things.
It's not walking away.
Yeah, you spread that thing all over whatever interstate we were on. Just like you did my heart.
What the fuck? Moving on.
All right. Would you rather never go to bed angry, hash it out immediately, or it's okay to sleep on it and talk tomorrow?
Fix it right fucking now.
Oh, but I'm probably 9 times out of 10 still going to bed angry.
Uh-huh. Even though you talk about it.
Yeah. But we got to fix this now.
Okay. You say fix it now?
Yes. Do not give me the goddamn silent treatment.
Brittany, what do you say?
Fix it now.
Fix it now. Kenny?
Sleep on it.
I'm asleep on it too. I say sleep on it for like
sleep
7, 8
you
days.
You fucking not talk to me for 2 weeks. I'm
dying. He was really tired.
Yeah, I was tired.
I'm dying inside.
Or I'll just wake up and tell you, I've hated you for 3 fucking months.
3 months.
It was early.
Oh.
Somebody looks at me wrong and I'm like, what did I do? I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Please, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That's not why I need to talk. What the fuck is wrong with you? It's not what I did. It's definitely what they did.
Huh?
She was saying, oh, I'm sorry. Why? I don't give a fuck. Oh. What is going on?
Boy, welcome to the show. You kind of threw me off on that one.
Oh, I was okay. Having my own conversation.
I knew what you were talking about.
Oh,
thank you.
That doesn't help. Shots fired.
Rude.
So, okay. So everybody said the same thing. Oh no, Kenny, no. You three get a point. Kenny,
you
does
don't
not.
Get one.
No point.
So Brittany,
what?
You aren't into sleeping it off, and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
She said no.
No, my anxiety.
I understand what she said.
No.
You mind if I drag something else?
No
out of
means
the show?
No. No means no.
God.
No, my anxiety can't handle it. Like,
so you
I
just
need
lay
to,
and stew over it.
No, I would want to know like why you're mad or whatever. Like,
okay,
we gotta fix it.
Okay,
we gotta fix it.
But now, well, you're the one that's mad. You
then you
the
better be asking me what the fuck is wrong, yes, and fixing the
oh,
shit.
Oh goddamn! Set the trap and let you walk right in. Love
if
those.
If you notice that I'm fucking mad, then you better know why I'm mad.
If I notice you're mad, I'm going to talk less.
I know.
That's my
I don't
superpower.
Know if you're mad at me or mad at the world, and if you're mad, then you can express why you're mad.
That's right. If you're so mad,
no,
fucking
if
tell
you
me
cared,
why.
You'd fucking ask.
Well, I guess I don't care.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So are you okay asking?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You're okay
show
asking
interest.
What?
Like, show interest, like, that you notice, like, something's
fair,
off.
I can't say that, because if you say, is everything okay? I'm fine.
Exactly.
Yeah, then you say, well, I don't really feel like you're fine.
But if they know you,
oh, you want us
if
to keep
they know
going,
you, they're going to say,
you want?
Drag it out.
It's the game.
Oh, my God. If they know
just care
you.
Enough to know.
Oh, yeah. My God. You've been married to me. You know. No. I don't want to play head games. I don't live in your head. If there's something wrong, tell me and we'll work through it.
Nobody wants to live in my head.
That is, you've never said anything more true than that.
No,
all right, did y'all get your points?
I feel
points?
You, James. I feel you.
All
nobody
right.
Wants in here.
Would you rather your partner always tell the blunt truth, even if it hurts, or always be kind, but sometimes sugarcoat? I'm a sugarcoater.
Except for when you made me cry.
When?
Oh, last week.
Last night.
Caleb's a blunt motherfucker.
25 minutes ago.
Right before this podcast. Right before everybody got here.
Caleb just says it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll stop touching your double chin when it's gone.
Oh, that's so mean.
Motherfucker's gone now.
That's right. Did he stop touching it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he is honest.
He was right.
Brittany, what about you?
But probably kindness.
Yeah, because your feelings, you don't want to have your feelings hurt?
I'm a big emotional person.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
You would rather the blunt jams, or that's just what Caleb is?
That's just what Caleb is.
I swear to you, this podcast is illuminating some things that I feel like I should be steering away from.
I mean, I guess it doesn't really bother me. I'll make a joke about it.
Well, which do you prefer?
I would rather kindness.
Okay, so you would rather somebody like ease into it.
But I'm not always kind. So, but yeah. Okay. Be nice.
Kenny?
I mean, I'm the eternal optimist with everything. So, you know, if you tell me everything's good and feeling good, then I'm still feeling good. And I'm going to tell you everything. So sugarcoat that shit all day long.
That's why you were married for 20 years, dude.
What's that?
That's why you were married for 20 years. You made it happen.
Ask Denny. He can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can. I am the sugarcoating motherfucker.
No. Be married for 20 years.
Oh, I have absolutely been married for 20 years to 4 women.
Mm-hmm.
I've been married for 30. And that's not true. We were together for a long time before we got married. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you? What would you prefer? Amanda?
Depends on what time of the month it is.
Bitch, go with kindness. You know you need it sometimes.
Sometimes, but the rest of the time I don't want it. So most of the time I would want blunt. The other times, you know, about in that 4 to 7 day window, I need a little bit of kindness, a lot of kindness. And even then, I'm probably still going to cry.
Then I feel like you're more blunt.
Yeah.
Oh, she is. Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm more blunt?
No.
Oh.
No, you're not. I'm saying she needs more bluntness.
She doesn't like blunt. She says she does.
I think she's right.
I don't like it, but I also don't like it when you sugarcoat. And I assume everything's sugarcoated then, so I never believe a fucking thing you say then.
Oh, shit. You done...
Not you. Like, if people sugar... That's why...
He just said he sugarcoat shit.
I'm a sugarcoating... I sugarcoat everything.
Oh, okay. See?
But I don't shy away from the hard conversations either. I go in. I don't care. But I try... Everything I do, I try and have hope at the end of it.
That's right. You got to spin the positive.
Why the fuck are you married to me?
Well, there's hope.
Where is there hope?
All right. Who got a point on that one? You guys were the same.
I think everybody
was the same.
Everybody was the same?
I think so.
Okay. Everybody give yourself a point. All right. Would you rather fight about money every month never be able to travel together as a couple?
What if it's both? Asking for a friend. I mean, James,
I'm going to stop talking to you because I don't want you to be moving out this weekend.
Moving into the basement.
I mean, really? This is a hard one.
Kenny, which would you rather? Would you rather fight about money every month or never be able to travel?
Fight over money.
Fight over money?
100%. Yeah. That's very basic.
But money kills a lot of relationships. Not going on vacation doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, but I really like vacations.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. All right. So your money. Brittany, what do you say?
I'm going to hear about it one way or another. So I'd rather get a fucking vacation out of it at least.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
So you're saying
fight about money,
fight about money. You say fight about money.
Yeah.
You do that anyway.
Yeah.
Honey.
I think fight about money just because traveling is like road tripping with you is my favorite thing. Hands down. So.
Yeah.
You'll just have to make more money so we don't fight about it. Go to work and then I won't.
We'll go road trip and fight about money.
That's what we did.
That is what we did. All right, so everybody gets a point on that one. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be in a relationship where you do almost everything together or where you keep strong individual routines and friends?
Again, are you asking me what I'm in or
can
what
you
I
say
want?
That again?
Okay.
I think
Brittany asked
out.
That I repeat. Would you rather be in a relationship where you do almost everything together or one where you keep strong individual routines and friends, where you have your own life or everything revolves around your partner? We'll start with Ams.
Everything together because I don't have friends.
I already knew hers was going to be everything together. Yeah.
And Brittany.
Yes.
Not as like afterthoughts, but without him, I don't have those friendships.
Kenny?
What about me?
Yeah, you should have been left out on that. Yeah. You were definitely left out.
He doesn't want to share your microphone anymore.
That's right.
You're making me reach over now. And, I would say the latter of the two.
Okay, so you want to keep your strong individual routines and friends.
Because I'm here with my friends now.
That's right.
Aww.
Some of us. Brittany, what do you say?
Probably the individual.
Okay. You don't strike me as the individual friend type person.
I know.
Yeah?
I'm very like, I feel like people don't get me. Like they think I'm one way, but I'm really not.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you think they put you in a little box.
Yeah.
Okay.
But once they get to know me, then they're like, oh, that's not what I thought you were like.
Yeah. Have you ever had people tell you that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes it easy.
There was one time a coworker heard me cuss and she was like, I didn't know you cuss. And I said, yeah.
I know it rocked me the first time I saw that you cussed on social media. I was like, oh my God, I didn't see that coming.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I like you better now. I was like,
I think when you see more real, yeah. I think mm-hmm. that really
yeah.
makes a difference. And I like knowing that teachers cuss.
Dirty little secrets.
Oh yeah. We do. All the time.
I don't cuss.
You guys probably talk about shit. We probably don't want to know.
You know how many times I say things in my head at school?
A lot.
My God, that must be a school thing because you do it too.
No, that's conversations. It's different.
Jams, what do you do?
Everything together.
Everything.
Love that.
You like everything together?
Yeah.
You don't want your own friends? You don't want to go do your own things?
No.
You don't want to like live in a place where like they're always with their friends?
I mean, guys, listen. Just want everything together.
All right, before this gets worse, who got the point on that one? You guys?
I don't know. It's tied.
Together,
tied.
Together? Okay. I think
Kenny. Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. It's 2-2.
2-2. So nobody gets points.
Oh, everybody should get a point.
Nope, no points on that
one.
Rude.
That's the same thing, whether everybody or nobody.
Would you rather date somebody highly ambitious or someone who prioritizes passions and work-life balance? Kenny.
Passions and work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like those are somewhat the same thing.
Highly ambitious or somebody that prioritizes
they're never home. They're always
outside
at work.
Work passion working. And work-life balance.
Getting that money.
But what if working is their passion?
Well, I suppose you could find a way to fuck up any of these questions if you wanted to.
like those seem pretty similar to me.
No, they're not even close.
If your job was your passion, and is it really a job? And that's going to be ambition.
But your passion could be sports, softball, being with your significant other. It could be anything.
But the second part of it, work-life balance.
Yeah.
You know, if you're constantly doing that, you're not living the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny struggles with that. Like, admittedly, struggles with work-life balance.
You work too much.
Way too much.
Yeah.
I used to.
Yeah. Mm. That's because you listen to me for once.
Are you happy you listen to him?
Honestly, yes. It is a good change.
Good. Good.
I knew this guy, like one of the most successful people I've ever met by a mile, and self-made, didn't rely on anybody, did it his own way. That's what I love about him. And
so swipe right, ladies.
But I could also see where he was driving himself into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was working for him, but I knew there was a timer going off, and I knew it wasn't going to last forever. And when it crept up and came to an end, kind of suddenly, I wasn't surprised. I was crushed. And then I started worrying it was because of me and my leadership style. But you know, it wasn't. And then he took a huge step the other way. Huge step the other way. And then things tightened up and he was like, "Ugh, got to get back to making that money." I was like, "Hey, got to be careful of that." And he said, "I know myself. I know what I'll do and whatever." And then when we talked about him moving to the current role he has, you know, at where he was working, they offered him a shit ton of money and freedom. And he turned it away because he didn't trust himself to stay away from it.
Good for you.
So the guy is...
That is growth.
It is growth.
It is.
Brittany, what do you say?
What were the options again? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Ambition or passion and work-life balance.
Would you rather date somebody highly ambitious or someone who prioritizes work-life balance?
I don't know, because I struggle with work-life right now. Like I'm always working.
Whenever I see you on Facebook, you're like, it's 2:30 in the morning and you're at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although after the incident we had, I ain't doing that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Somebody
broke into the school.
Broke into the school and had themselves a time. Yeah.
He was drunk and
peed in the classroom and fell asleep.
Peed all over one of the teacher's desks, one of the second grade teachers, not mine, thank God.
Went into the news.
I don't know if it did.
It barely made an email to the parents.
Yeah. It was a whole ordeal. Like,
what was his name? I'm just kidding.
Don't know.
Oh, geez.
I don't know. So no, I don't stay late anymore. So
I will really, stay. You don't.
I mean, I haven't for a while
because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. That freaks me out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you allowed to be in a school whenever you want?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who knew?
They can see when you're in the school though. Like you have to scan in and everything. And it tells like what time you scanned in, what door you went in. And we're only allowed after a certain time, we're only allowed in certain doors. So
gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay. So
what are you doing?
I would probably pick ambition.
Ambition?
Yeah.
I was gonna
just because
ask.
I know how much I struggle with work life. And so I would want somebody that's
trying to keep up.
Yeah. Somebody who's gonna make life fun.
Okay. What do you say?
Ambition. Passion, work life.
Really? I thought you would say ambition.
No.
She's like, wait a minute.
I mean,
you can't go on vacations if you're always working.
Well,
but they
you
say
can't go on vacation if you have a work-life balance either.
No, yes, you can.
That's part of the life balance.
That's the balance part.
But the passion, when you have the passion, you really work hard for it, I think.
Oh, I like the way she said that. Now I want to change mine.
You can if you want to. Now's time.
I mean, if you have the passion for things and you have a and you have a work-life balance, then you're, I don't know. That's just the best answer, okay?
I'm not arguing with you. Why am I your enemy on this?
Because you just are my enemy.
All right. What'd you say?
I didn't.
Okay, what's your call?
Hold on. What are the
passion?
Scores?
What are the scores?
What are the, what's the count right now?
It doesn't matter. Your answer is your answer. That's you what I said better. Not to do specifically. Don't try and win. Try and be honest. For fuck's sake.
It's not. My thing is I'm torn in between the two. Because
so what's the scores going to teach you?
Well, I was really going to go with majority, if I'm being honest, because I have arguments for both. I need somebody who's ambitious because that's an important quality to me. But also, I mean, a little work-life balance is necessary as well.
Yeah.
But I do need someone saying, that has drive.
I think it's saying like, okay, they have all the ambition. They're not home. They're not home. They're always doing their job.
Sometimes that's necessary.
Huh?
Sometimes that's necessary.
But that's their personality type.
Yeah.
And so there's no.
Fine. Yeah,
it's not like you can't take the good and the bad.
What in the
one.
Middle?
You can't be in the middle. You got to pick one.
No, because fine. I would love it all
passion
too.
Passion and work-life balance.
Okay. What'd you say?
Ambition.
Ambition. You said passion. Passion. You said passion. So everybody, three, you get none. You're out of it. All right, Brittany, here's one for you. Would you rather be single forever with amazing friends? Or just in an okay relationship?
Oh, single forever.
I said single forever.
Easy. I think that's going to stay that way. Everybody give yourselves a point.
That one was a dumb question.
Would you rather know everything about your partner's past relationships or leave some mystery?
I don't give a fuck. Leave some mystery. Don't ask me. I won't ask you.
Well, that's because you've had sex with 74 men.
Good God, Denny.
Oh, you're right. I was low. 85. Sorry. Does your body count?
Not,
does the body count matter?
Not.
Didn't you do a podcast on this already?
Yeah, but
why well, are you I know, but it's it? Like right now we can talk about it. Does it matter to you?
No,
I mean, I wouldn't.
So, dude batting a thousand is not going to bother you?
Is a chick batting a thousand going to bother you?
Nope.
Nope. That just
means she's good at it.
Yeah, that's right.
I just feel like. I don't want to.
Or she's really bad and can't keep one.
That's right.
Yeah. I wouldn't want that many people, but I wouldn't care
if somebody else was.
Yeah. Cause
what if you could see them? Like,
see the
what
people?
If they were all ugly?
No, fuck no. No, I don't. I definitely don't want to know who they are.
Okay. Mm. So, but the number you're okay with. You
yeah.
Don't care.
Whatever your number. Don't let me see them. Cause I will get the ick so fat. That's what you touched.
With what?
Yeah. And now you're touching me?
Yeah.
With that?
No, thanks.
Yeah. That would total turn off. Don't care. Great. You slept 1,000 people? Fine.
So what is your number then?
I'm not...
Is it more than 30?
No.
20?
No.
20. All right. What's everybody? What's count on that one? What'd
single
you say?
Forever.
We went to a different
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we're on a different
one. Oh, person. Shit.
Huh? Knowing about
how do you not give anybody answers? Past. You started talking about
no. I said your past relationships. No. What would you do?
No, I don't want to know about past relationships.
You don't.
No,
but you're in the wrong relationship because I tell you all the time.
I know. You know why can't you do this like this?
Oh, that's not what I say.
You never hear it about me though. Why can't you throw shit at me like?
Why can't you bitch like Jan?
Why can't you make breadsticks like she used to?
I didn't make breadsticks.
Apparently, they were real burnt.
Yeah.
It's not always good.
I can't remember the next question.
You can't remember the next question?
No. What was it? What was the.
What option? A weird thing to say. I can't remember the next question.
No, the one we just read.
That would be the last question.
Yeah, the last one. Okay, sorry.
The current nothing. Question thing.
Yeah,
you.
The current question. Yeah.
Would
thank
you rather know everything about past relationships or leave some mystery?
Leave mystery.
What do you say, Britt?
Leave mystery.
Kenny?
Yeah, 100%.
Leave mystery. You don't want to know. You don't care.
What if someone said, can you do this like what so-and-so if you, used to do?
What if you found out later that there was information that you would have liked to have known?
You're not the best.
Well, I mean, so when you say leave some mystery, I mean, there's probably going to be pertinent things that you want to establish a relationship. Let's be honest here.
It's like what? Like that would be like that.
I don't know. Maybe past abuse issues. Or I mean,
oh, okay.
Let's get
yeah.
you know serious on it. I mean, you know, because if you have someone who's going
great for making the podcast fun,
right, bro?
Well,
you ask the question, I'm gonna get you an answer.
How about we bring it back around? You need to know early whether it's okay for you to put things in his butt.
Yes. Ever.
Yeah.
And never ask.
That's probably a first date question.
Would you put anything in your butt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First what are your feelings on anal play?
Yeah.
Where do you stand? Not for me, for you.
All right.
Oh, you really like it?
You've caused me yourself? To do this.
Oh, God.
Why did the cat get detention at school?
Meowing off.
Oh, that was good.
Just nailed that.
That's
well done.
Good.
She did not nail it.
But that was good.
And she's so proud of herself. Oh, my God. She snorted. Meowing off.
Oh, so funny. I'm crying.
Oh, God.
Why what did the it? Cat get detention at school? Not for meowing off.
I don't know.
I'm a funny person.
Because he was a cheetah.
Ooh. Oh, dear God. That's
you might have to take this book James. Back for us.
Yeah, can you just,
why do I have to take it back?
Can you just
because it came from your school.
The primary building?
Back in the Harley backpack.
Where did this go?
Oh.
Was this Braxton or the Audrey?
It was
or
is Isabel he? In the Harley backpack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can take it back.
You better photocopy it.
What was the call here?
Leave I mystery.
Think, I think we all said
mystery. Yeah. Mystery. Okay, everybody gets a point.
Stop it, y'all. I'm behind you.
Would you rather date someone who needs constant reassurance? Or someone who's very independent.
Independent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty easy.
I mean, I like you to tell
rough.
Me. I like you to reassure me. I mean, I like you to
well,
tell
yeah,
me
you
I'm
don't
pretty.
Need it,
and
but do you want to be reassuring your partner?
Constantly.
No.
That's you. That's
you
daunting.
Be the partner that
you want to be the reassurer.
No, yeah. I'm not mad at you.
Oh no,
yeah. You are
I don't want to do that. No,
no, you're not ugly.
Good,
but you need to tell me I'm pretty.
We got you.
I'm not telling you you're pretty.
I don't want you to tell me you're pretty. Me pretty. Me pretty. I don't want you to tell me I'm pretty.
I'm not going to.
Oh, great.
You're getting what you want finally from me.
Thank God.
Would you tell her she's pretty, please?
Damn, you're so pretty.
Thank you.
I told her she was pretty once, and it fucking created a firestorm. Ams just stared at me. Like she is right now. Moving on.
So independent. Everybody said independent.
Independent. That was pretty easy.
I think I had
easy.
To pet your head and tell you you were so pretty.
Yeah.
When you were drunk one time.
Yeah.
At a like, campsite.
Oh, that's wow. The best, though.
Yeah, just tell me it's going to be okay.
That's what it was.
And then she tripped and fell going into the camper.
Out
and,
of the camper.
No, you're going in.
No, I was coming out.
Well, whatever
I
it was, you fell in all kinds
it.
Of... How can you possibly remember? You couldn't stand.
I wouldn't forget that shit.
This is
that
a good one.
Hurt. I couldn't open my mouth. I smacked my face on all that. Never mind.
Digging herself deeper.
Would you rather give up your phone for a week or give up sex for a month?
Phone for a week.
Phone
for a week.
I want you done with your giant fucking yawn.
I'm so tired. My phone.
You get phone for a week. Everybody agrees. Why? Kenny?
It's obvious.
You really? You don't like your phone very much?
Thank you for that contribution.
Because why would you want to go without it?
Yeah,
you could have sex, fun. Put your phone up and just have a sexathon.
Yeah.
A sexathon.
Yeah, go have a sexathon. Yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah.
A sexathon.
I mean, not for long stints of time, but like a weekend where you're just on the beat. Yeah.
You do it 32 times,
beach.
4 minutes.
Not on
why
the
not
beach?
A long extensive time?
No.
Tell him, honey.
When you're used to quick, it just, let's just go. Let's, as long as we both get there, it's fine.
Okay.
You can do it multiple times. You don't, I bet you just don't.
What?
Never mind.
Yeah, we are moving on. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
Lottery.
Lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Lottery.
All four of you fucks say the lottery?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't true love like the lottery?
If I win the lottery, love will find me.
Of course.
I'll have a lot of love.
In this current stage in life, true love probably isn't.
Or you could go ahead and buy the love. Yeah.
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 You ever paid for love?
No.
Kidding? Don't answer. Brittany?
No.
Never?
No.
Oh, whatever. I was married to you. I remember. Cheated on me with a pool boy named Pedro. Paid him $35 for a pool we didn't even have.
Was it the plastic kiddie pool?
Yes. And I'd already filled the motherfucker up. That was what was so weird. It had grass in it, and she made him come over again.
Oh, shit. I threw grass in it.
All right. Would you rather marry a 10 out of 10 with a not great personality or a 5 out of 10? With a great personality. Well,
10,
this is
going to
be fucking awesome.
That.
Shut the fuck up. Brittany?
5 out of 10.
5 out of 10 with a good personality. Mm-hmm. Amanda?
5 out of 10.
I fucking hate you all. Kenny?
5 out of 10.
Right, because you got to talk sometime.
Wait. Really?
The question was about marrying, right?
Oh, yeah.
No?
No.
What was the...
It does. Would you rather marry a 10 out of 10 with a not great personality?
At least we know that changes your answer. So.
He's like, dating? No, I'm going for the 10 out of 10.
I married like a 7
she
and a half
have
out
to
of
talk.
10. Once the sex stops...
I was just wondering, because like, I feel like you would have said 10 out of 10. But it did say marrying, so
say
the bad person out.
Shallow?
No.
Life is miserable with someone you can't talk to.
Yeah.
And if you're not on the same intellectual level.
But I guess I was thinking
sucks.
Of dating, not marrying. So.
So you'd rather go the 10 out of 10. You know, you still got to talk to the people you date, too.
Not if it's just for the sex.
Do you just date for sex? I'm going back and changing your name back to whore.
No, I mean, I don't. I'm just.
Oh, just a friend that you knew.
No, I'm going 5 out of 10.
Everybody's 5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last regular question. Would you rather have a partner who shares everything or keeps a few things private?
Keeps a few things private. Just a few.
Like what?
Just some things private.
Like pooping?
Like, just things private. Like, you have to have some desire in the relationship. Right? Like, if you just...
If you know everything, they don't shut up. They're not going to shut up. They're going to tell you every fucking thing. everything.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to
sift through all of it.
Well, no, after I've been with little kids that are saying my name 5 million times a day, I don't want to go home and have to hear every little thing at home too.
Yeah.
Keep it quiet.
So you
I
say
need some quiet.
Okay. Kenny, what do you say?
Yeah, the exact same. We don't need to know everything. I cherish individualism. Be a person.
Yeah.
You can have your stuff. It's fine.
Like, I don't know if you just, I don't, yeah, we're not. Nope. Moving on.
Amanda?
Same.
Same. All right. Everybody give yourselves a point. Where's everybody at point wise? Jams.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I want you all to know Kenny just has random green lines on a piece of paper. It looks like he's drawing grass, not tallying anything.
That's because 14, Kenny does his own 12. Thing. 12. Brittany lost.
I know. I'm a loser.
Well, you won the one thing that we did the last time you were on.
I did?
Like some trivia thing you won.
I did?
What's your score, Amanda?
I have 13.
Hey, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, number 5 shuts the door.
Number 5 shuts the door.
Kenny has 13.
No. There's no doors here. This is no.
Everything's open.
No.
Everything's
not,
open.
That's not tally marks.
Everything's open.
Do you want to come back to my classroom and I'll teach
chaos
you?
Chaos and anarchy.
Yeah.
Hey. Is this a book?
This might be on. So, is this how we start?
Thank you, Amanda.
Can I come live stream that?
What?
Just a little teaching moment. I'll just come in and be like, so, Kenny.
You want to be the fucking cameraman on that too?
Can I be the bad student?
Sure.
The bad second grade student.
He's going to be my least favorite.
There it is. Told you. Can't mention it.
Or he might be my favorite. I mean, you know.
You never know.
You never know.
So what's your score, 13?
Oh my
13?
God, it's really hot in here.
Yeah, it got hot all of a sudden. Kenny, what's your score?
Lucky number 13.
13, 13, 12, 14.
Shut up.
All right, no, hold on. I'm giving you a chance. You should be nice to me.
Okay.
Because there's a bonus question.
Well, how the fuck are you
going to
do that?
And this is going to be worth 5.
Oh, crap. Y'all suck.
Okay. Now listen.
How the fuck are you going to do
that? Do you all have your phones?
Yeah.
Text me your answer.
Oh.
Okay.
Would you rather...
Not in the group chat?
No.
Okay.
Would you rather your partner talks in a baby voice on dates or only communicates in sing song?
Oh, shit.
Are you fucking
in what?
Sing song.
What the fuck is singing to you?
Sort of like singing, making talking? Everything show tunes. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So wait, baby voice or that?
Baby voice. And what'd it say? Baby voice what?
Or sing song.
No. There was something else.
On dates.
On dates only. It talks in baby voice on dates or only communicates in sing songs.
Just on dates, I have to listen to the baby talk.
On dates. I mean, if we're going to be that specific.
Well, for
yes.
Jams, that's never.
Oh, Jams, we're going to get some chicken nuggets.
Sold. Oh, shit.
That's kind of shitty baby
God
voice.
Damn it.
You can do better. Come on now.
3 of the 4 are in.
Oh, fuck.
It said we lost connection.
We're just waiting on Jams.
That was just you.
Oh, was it just me?
Yeah, it's just you.
Aw.
I figured it out. I text you.
Why'd you do that? Rude.
It is pretty rude.
You haven't texted me.
Yes, I did. Here's my answer.
Well, I haven't.
Oh, shit. I texted to Caleb.
He's like right now, baby talk. What the fuck?
How'd you know that's what I
Is
said?
Is that what you said?
Oh my gosh.
All right, here's how it goes. Brittany, why'd you say sing song?
Because if they're doing baby talk on a date, I would die. Would die.
Doesn't turn you on.
No, I would be under the table mortified.
Why?
Because that's
sing song's just as bad, isn't it?
But it didn't say on a date.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah, but then you're dealing with that.
You went the Kenny route.
They can do that at home all they want.
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
Like,
shut the fuck up. Say your words, bitch.
I am not going on a date with you if you're going to sit there and talk like a baby. Absolutely not.
I don't ever go on a date.
I'm going to get you a little drink. You want a little drink?
Oh, it's a little drinky.
You like the airplane? Kenny says sing song as well.
You know my appreciation for utilizing any type of song or pop culture referencing someone's voice in conversation and having them not catch it. So why not have sing songs too?
Yeah, but all the time.
Both are going to be annoying.
I get pretty annoying with using people's names in songs and see if they can catch it or not. So.
Oh, okay.
I like to do that too. Amanda also says sing song. So Amanda, why do you say sing song?
Because I have children all day that talk in baby voice. I don't let them talk to me like that. I'm sure as fuck not going to let an adult talk to me like that. God damn it. Don't talk like a baby. I'll beat you the ass.
Are you saying that to me or are you saying that to kids?
Yes.
Jams, you said
baby talk. Yeah, if I only have to worry about it on dates.
Well, unfortunately, that made you lose the contest.
That's okay.
But you two are now tied for the lead. So there has to be one final would you rather question.
Between me and Kenny.
Between you two, and I'm going to let you
rock, paper, scissors. Not would you rather.
You get to come up with a would you rather for them on this one.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that to me.
You want some music?
No.
Are we texting the answer?
Yes, you'll text them to me. All right. This will just be for fun. Would you rather ride around town on an elephant or an alpaca? I did this one because I know, look at how much thought he's giving it already.
But wait a minute. How are you going to pick who wins? If there's only two of them.
I have to be convinced of their answer.
Oh, okay.
Or we can just pick an answer.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You pick an answer.
Okay. Do we send it to you?
Yes. Hold on.
Ride around on an elephant or what?
An alpaca.
The money's in. You still have to be in the majority. And then.
Yeah, gotcha. The majority still matters here. Have you sent your answer? Brittany, have you sent your answer?
Just now.
And I did send it to you.
You did send it this time. Because Caleb at home.
Baby
elephant.
Talk elephant.
Baby talk elephant. What?
All right. Brittany says elephant. Why do you say elephant?
I feel like it would be more comfortable.
100%.
And alpaca
more
has all the fluffy
fur. Yeah, but
fur.
Not a lot of space to sit.
Yeah. Like it's got a real narrow back.
You can put your legs around him. You can straddle him.
You can just.
I can sit Indian style up on an elephant.
Thank you.
Can you say Indian style now?
I just did.
Oh, all of a sudden your racism is okay. All right. Jams, you said elephant.
But you have to give them more than just that option now.
I know. You can't force them.
So we do crisscross applesauce or mountain pose or mermaid if you have a dress on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Sit your ass in a seat.
Yeah. Sit the fuck down.
This is at the carpet, not in their seat.
Jams, why did you pick?
Excuse me?
I am sorry. Why did you pick elephant?
Because I would be so much bigger than everybody. Don't piss me off. My elephant's going to shit in your yard. On you.
He's going to shit in the yard.
It's like this big.
He would have a trunk. He could spray me when I was hot.
Fan you with his ears.
Yeah.
And it would kind of remind you of me. The trunk.
Because it's hairy. It's got like little nose hairs.
I can help with that.
You're not touching my wiener again. Can you get off it, please?
Okay.
Kenny said alpaca.
Aww.
I got to be honest with you. I knew he was going to say alpaca. I knew it. Why? So why did you choose alpaca?
Well, you tell me why if you knew I was going to do it.
Because you knew it was going to be a more interesting answer. That's why.
Yeah, I could put more of a story to ride an alpaca than an elephant.
That's right. That would make you the most interesting man in the world.
Don't alpacas have tiny legs?
No, they're like a llama. Like a
small horse?
A small horse?
Yeah, horsey.
No.
Oh, look at a little alpaca.
I don't think.
Or a big goat.
I mean, that's just.
Also, there's.
But you have long legs, though.
Gross.
Well, I just. Oh.
You wouldn't even be riding it. You'd be standing over it and it'd be between your legs.
That would actually be kind of cool. Sure you could just walk with it. They are tall. They're bigger than that.
Yeah,
he would ride it.
He would be able to ride.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Isn't there an alpaca farm around here?
There is, right up the road.
Fuck it. Let's go.
Let's go.
We go ride.
Go ride some alpaca right now.
Those things are fucking mean. No.
That's your dinner, Tina.
Oh, yeah.
Them fuckers are mean.
And they spit at you.
Oh, okay.
All right. So that means Amanda is the winner of our Would You Rather.
Yay. They're smaller than llamas.
But bigger than sheepdogs?
They're not that big.
Llamas aren't that big, though.
Baby llama mama? Baby Mama Llama?
Why Mama Llama Red Pajama.
Out? Let's figure this out.
It's the most wonderful time
of this goddamn podcast.
Yeehaw! Did you really think this was going to be a feel-good segment?
Are you insane like me?
Welcome to Relationship Advice with Ams
and Jams. Well, you asked for our advice.
We just hope you're ready for brutal honesty.
Baby mama llama drama.
Red pajama. That's not very big, huh?
That's not very big. So it's like a good-sized sheepdog.
Wouldn't be a very interesting ride.
No, I think it would make it more interesting to ride.
Everyone rides elephants.
You'd have to put your legs back on it like you're riding a crotch rocket.
Like,
hold on to its ears. Dear Ams and Jams, I'm a 32-year-old woman who's been dating my boyfriend for almost 2 years. He's a wonderful man in so many ways, Jams. But he has a 7-year-old son from a previous relationship. I knew about the child when we started dating, but I never imagined how much I would dislike being around him. The boy is loud, messy, and demanding. He interrupts our time together constantly, and whenever he stays over, our home turns into chaos. I find myself dreading the weekends when it's his custody time. I've tried to be patient and build a relationship with him, but I just don't like kids in general, especially this one.
Wow.
I resent the energy he takes away from my relationship with my boyfriend.
Wow.
Eesh. My boyfriend is a great dad and expects me to step up as a stepmom.
Yep.
As a stepmom figure, eventually, he's noticed my coolness towards his son and has confronted me about it a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I've downplayed it, saying I'm just not used to kids. But the truth is, I hate having his kid in our lives.
You're a bitch.
I feel guilty for feeling this way, but I can't help it.
Then leave.
Ams and Jams, should I keep pretending or be honest and tell my boyfriend how I really feel?
You need to leave.
I love my boyfriend, but I don't think I can continue like this long term. If it means dealing with his son on a regular basis.
Yeah, you can't. This pisses me off.
Sometimes you should not type things out.
Those are inside thoughts. Mm-hmm. And you should read them while tripping over the edge of.
If you knew you didn't like kids, though, why would you even like
date somebody with kids?
Yeah.
Well,
regardless of whether their kids a little turd or not. You know what I mean? Like,
I can tell you my second wife did not like kids. And when I would bring them, when I moved in with her, I would bring Braden and Garrett over and she would go to her room and I would sit with them in the living room.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
How'd that
answer
work out
still
for
the
you?
Same.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe don't write in all of your questions. Mm-mm. Let's try and keep them to fun questions.
Don't
especially
be a if bitch.
You don't want us to be mean to you.
Mm-hmm. What's your name and where do you live? Dear Ams and Jams, I never thought I'd be writing to you, but here I am.
You probably
typing
shouldn't.
This full taping. Easy for me to say. Typing this from the passenger seat of my own moral dilemma. I love people like this. I love my wife. She's smart, funny, and somehow always knows when I've eaten something I wasn't supposed to. Last week, she sniffed out a secret drive-through cheeseburger like a bloodhound in yoga pants.
That is a weird flex.
Which brings me to my problem. If I did cheat on her, I'd almost certain I'd get caught immediately. And yet, despite this glaring neon lit risk, I can't seem to shake the intrusive thought of that I want to.
Here it
Not
is.
Not because anything is missing at home, but because my brain occasionally decides it wants to ruin my life for sport.
Yeah.
Okay, Braxton.
I've considered logistics, fake business trips. She checked the receipts, secret phone. She once found a birthday gift I hid in the garage behind a broken vacuum cleaner from 2009. I'm convinced if I even thought about another woman too loudly, she'd walk in and say, "Who's Jessica?" So now I'm stuck, too tempted to feel comfortable, too terrified to act on it, and increasingly aware that I might just be an idiot looking for a problem.
Yep.
Ams and jams, is this normal, or should I be less concerned about getting caught and more concerned about why I'm even considering it in the first place?
I think you need therapy.
I want to know who the fuck Jessica is.
Like, do you even have a girl picked out that you're trying, like, that this Jessica. Is a possibility with?
Jessica.
That's right.
You think that was a Freudian slip yes. with the Jessica? Just
no,
put that out
I
there?
Think he just wants to see if he can get another woman, and that's why that desire is there. Therapy is probably a good place
no,
to start.
No, he needs therapy, yeah, for sure, but.
Who?
Why would you write
who
that
sits
in?
Questions I might. Consider I want to cheat.
You were reading. Did you hear my joke?
No.
What'd you say?
Sometimes my brain just wants to ruin my life for no reason. I said, okay, Braxton.
Yeah. Oh, I did hear that. Yeah.
Because that's
I feel
but
that,
he's
though.
12.
Well, right. Well, but there's some of that.
Some adults
there's
do
some
it too.
Medication. Jams has got some vitamins you could try to take for it because that impulse control, there's medication for that. Yeah. Go ahead and get some.
Wow.
What?
Nothing.
You can't just have revelations on the show.
Well, I just...
What?
No, now you have to tell it.
No, no, I just... I didn't think about that. Impulse control. Oh. Like... No.
This is a conversation going back 2 months.
Yeah, well... I'm sorry. I just thought, like, yeah, Braxton says impulse control. It's just he can't...
Control it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dear Ams and Jams. Last one, thankfully. I'm a 38-year-old woman who's been married to my husband for 12 years. Overall, he's a good provider and a decent man.
No, it's not me.
But some of his personal habits have become absolutely disgusting to me.
Yeah.
He constantly picks his nose, ugh. Sometimes right in front of me or even while we're eating.
What the
fuck?
And then flicks it, whatever no. he finds, into the floor or nope. wipes it on his pants.
Get out.
Even worse... He thinks it's hilarious to fart on me when I'm not expecting it, as opposed to when you are.
My God.
Like when I'm bending over or lying in bed, he laughs like it's the funniest thing ever, but it makes me feel disrespected and grossed out. I've asked him nicely multiple times to stop, especially the farting. But he just keeps telling me.
Especially that?
He tells me to lighten up.
The booger while you're eating and flipping it?
And then all guys do it. He says I'm too uptight. These habits have gotten worse over the years, and now they're killing any attraction I have left for him.
Leave
him. Our sex life has suffered because I can't get past how unclean and immature he acts.
Leave him.
Ams and jams. Am I overreacting?
Nope,
should I keep tolerating this?
Nope.
Or is there...
Nope.
A stronger way to make him understand how much it bothers me. I
pack
love him,
bags.
But I don't know how much longer I can live with someone who acts like a middle school boy in the
you
body
can't.
Of a grown man.
You won't last. Get leave.
I will tell you.
What does Jenny do this?
You fart on Ams at least 3 times a night, right?
Well, no.
No. I
no.
If she's ever heard me do it, it's an accident.
Like he would have to be sick. Before that, like he'll leave.
Yep.
Leave the room.
Yep. Me too.
Things are like that occurring. Nope.
I see it. He's always been very cautious about his bodily functions.
Mm-hmm.
No, he is.
I am. And it's because they actually said it in here.
And here's the thing. That's one of it was leave mystery. That's kind of goes along with it is you're doing all that stuff. It's just
nobody
a turn off.
Nobody wants to see that.
No.
Nobody
and here's
wants
the
to
thing:
see the gross side of you.
It happens. Not the picking your nose thing, but farting. It happens, right? Whatever. But when it's just over and over again,
and you're doing it on purpose,
and it's like, oh, Dutch oven. Oh, fucking! I will slaughter you in your sleep.
I don't think anyone should be made to smell something mm-mm. coming out of another person. I really don't.
Especially their butt.
They're killing any attraction that I have left for him. Our sex life has suffered because of it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do it.
Yeah.
That's why.
You start to see because she's seeing him as a 13-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I also see it like what I just said. You will find it less attractive over time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said it's hard enough to think of a big sweaty dude crawling all over top of you anyway. So like, why make it worse? Men are not attractive for the most part. You women are, men are not. So why make it worse by being gross?
Exactly.
You could at least smell good.
Well, I always smell good.
Yes. Yes. You could at least put some cologne on.
And then fart on her head.
No. Gross.
You ever been farted on?
Yeah.
Brittany?
What are you trying to do?
You ever been farted on?
By my kid, yeah.
By man.
An adult? No, I don't think so.
Okay. Kenny?
Don't think that I have.
A woman's never done that to
I
you.
Thought he might have paid for it one time or another.
Well, you remember that one year we were in D.C.? Well,
that's right, D.C. We did some crazy stuff. Powder. Amanda?
No.
Your boyfriends, I've seen them. One of them farted on you.
No. I would have been mean.
She would have done it to them.
She would have. She'd have held him down.
Before inserting something in his butt.
Yeah. Well, she wouldn't have even asked. She'd have just done it. That's why I can't walk anymore.
It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yep.
You will not get my forgiveness on that.
Or your permission.
Or my permission.
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, that's gross. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work for me.
Yuck.
It's time to talk about one thing I love.
One thing you hate and one thing you love. Kenny, you're first.
I love alpacas.
But they just made you lose.
And you hate elephants.
I hate that they're not as big as I thought they were.
That's true. Amanda, one thing you love, one thing you hate.
That's what she said.
I'm a little disappointed that you came to me next because I was not prepared.
You are never prepared for this.
I hate. What do I hate? I usually have so many things to hate. It's usually easier.
Brittany, one thing you love, one thing you hate.
Can I start with my hate?
Yes.
I hate spring break's over.
Yes. Perfect. She's living in the future. I love it. Thank you for participating.
You're welcome.
In the goddamn show.
See, I know I've got this. One thing I love spring is coming.
Spring is basically here.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm ready for warm
weather. I think we're maybe one more cold snap and we're done. Like,
I don't even want one more. I just want spring.
Yeah. I think we're there. I think you can count on it.
We fucking better be.
Jams. One thing you love. Yeah. Well, that's gone. So that's good.
And I love
Caleb.
Caleb.
Mm-hmm. Am's
fick.
I came back to you.
I know, but I was listening to everybody else's things.
You love motorcycle rides.
I do love motorcycle rides.
And you hate when your husband doesn't let you drive the Jeep to work.
Oh, no, I'm driving the Jeep to work, especially since it's going to be warm out. And I hate that my air conditioning in my car decided to stop working and that I put $50 in my car.
$74. Yeah.
I haven't put more than $25
in
that
thing. $75 in my truck, and it gave me almost a half tank.
God, that's
dang.
Yeah, so there's that. I love,
we're screwed.
Besides motorcycle rides, I love that I've started a new position, and today somebody said, I don't ever think that you, I was giving my, I'm not passive aggressive, I'm aggressive aggressive speech. And someone said, oh, I can't see that. I don't think you'd ever be that way.
So you're not acting like yourself?
Yeah. You're putting on a facade in that place. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Man, they just don't know yet.
Blinded.
They'll learn.
No, I'm just kidding.
I too love motorcycle rides. I love changing seasons. I love all of it. I hate kids that don't listen. Do shit that they're supposed to. Wait, love them. Hate the actions. Check us out at thankgodcancersavedourdivorce.com. There'll be more about us there. My wife, my ex-wife, and friends. I think that's what we'll call it. See you next time. Chico lives.
Y'all crazy bitch.
You gotta fight!
I
Well, we're finally updating this part of the outro. Find us at thankgodcancersavedourdivorce.com. Where else can they find us, Jamie?
You can search on Facebook for Thank God Cancer Saved Our Divorce. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok if you at TGCSOD.
What's that stand for?
Thank God Cancer Saved Our Divorce.
TGCSOD.
Correct.
That's weird. That actually kind of lines up.
It does.
We'll take it. Thanks.